For those who might have just tuned in, you might have missed a little bit of fun and games at the start of the show. We actually started one short because Graham got his times mixed up, and it just got even funnier during the break. He told us that he's parked illegally, and we're sort of hoping or praying that maybe his car might be getting towed away as we speak.
I had to minimise the time.
Well done. Let's get to our next guest, because it's one of the feel-good stories of the 2019 draft, and that was the father-son selection of Jackson Mead, of course, for the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and he joins us now. Jackson, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Can we start by saying we were hoping to come along and seeing you playing, but you're sitting here alongside of us. What's the issue?
So just a few weeks ago at training, just slightly strained my hamstring, so it was only grade one, very small, but and then a few weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, just re-aggravated it. But
have you done it before?
No, I've never had soft tissue injuries
did
before.
Did it ping, so, or was it just sore?
The first one was just sort of like an achy feeling, so,
okay.
Not necessarily like a...
So you're young, they're giving you plenty of time to recover, obviously.
Yeah.
You're disappointed, though, you're not out there today?
I mean, you're always going to be disappointed, but in the meantime, it's only a pre-season game, and got to get myself right for the actual season.
You've come in with high expectations, I guess. What are your expectations?
Obviously, I want to be fit for round one and, play AFL. That's the dream. But, if that takes a year, two, three, I'm going to be determined to get there.
Your dad played. He's the champion of the club. Tell us about your footy journey, your first memories of a footy. How did your football grow and develop?
Yeah, obviously, Dad played a number of games here and, sort of bonded to both me and my brother, Mitchell. I started out Smosh Footy Club just in West Lakes and, spent my whole juniors there, and then spent a bit of time with the Magpies development squads, and then was at the Eagles for about four or five years, and then, obviously got lucky enough drafted here. So
you expected to be drafted, I guess. You spoke to most of the teams, or was it just automatically father-son?
No, it was mostly just father-son. Only spoke to Frio and Melbourne, and obviously Port as well at the Combine, but throughout the year had Hawthorn, Adelaide, but in hindsight it was most likely going to be Port most of the way.
You come out for your first pre-season, it's a big, I guess, culture shock. You're in professional sports people. How did you handle that transition from under-18s to playing with an AFL side?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot, and I think it's been pretty smooth. With the likes of just the professional environment, like Ollie Wines, Travis Boak, even all the coaching staff, it's been pretty easy to come out here and be myself and try and enhance my football. So from a cultural and leadership point of view, I haven't had a problem. So.
Well, it's interesting because, Graham, we did a lot of talking to a lot of the people before the draft, and they described Jackson as one of the more professional young men before, outside the AFL system. So do you think having that attitude and already having that attention to detail really helped you to when you sort of came into the club?
Yeah, I think a bit of it came from Dad as well. Dad was sort of a professional and also a very good leader, so sort of came to me, and I guess that's just who I am as a person and how I want to go about my business. And if I think I'm a professional person, I think I'm going to get a bit more out of my footy. You look at Travis Boak, who's arguably one of the most professional guys at the club, and look how far he's come, and I think that's a very important thing.
He's still such a young man, and it would be interesting for other young people who have ambition to know about your mindset. From what age did you have this ambition of playing league footy, and how did you go about achieving it?
I think just like every kid came from when I was younger and I was just walking around playing footy, having a kick in the backyard, and a little bit came from Dad as well. Obviously want to follow in your father's footsteps because he's your idol, but I think it came from just playing footy and realising that I could make it to the AFL. So
you're in special squads early, I guess, and in state teams early. Does that make a difference for you?
A little bit. I guess with the school state teams, you just get an opportunity to play against, the Victorians, Western Australians. So, going away on even like little footy trips up in Darwin, it's good fun, good bonding, and you get to learn a lot. So
now, Jackson, you've been training with the Port Adelaide Footy Club. You know exactly what's going to happen out here. We're about a half hour away from the game. Who should we be keeping an eye on? Who's been burning up the track?
Robbie Gray is pretty fit at the moment. He's absolutely flying. So I think,
is it inspiring when you see a bloke who is an out-and-out champion already doing, everything that he possibly can to be as best as he can still at his age?
Yeah, certainly. He had a few niggles last year. I think he had a few knee problems, but this year he's been absolutely flying, as I said, and I think he's going to be one to watch today. So.
Is he a good trainer? I mean, I'm watching him play, and he... He does. He's not a smooth-moving footballer, really. He's a brilliant footballer, but do you know what I mean? Is he? How does he train?
He's a very good trainer. Even the running that we do, he's always, you know, either at the front or mid-pack, which is good.
And then is he quick?
He's reasonably quick, actually. Yeah. And then, you know, his footy smarts is some of the best, as you already know.
So. I was going to say that. Quick in the mind, there's no doubt about that. So when can we see you back in full training? What are you aiming for?
Actually, I had running today and ticked it off pretty nicely. So I think maybe a few weeks. I mean, it's just going to be like a feel-good thing. If I'm feeling right, I'll push it. But if it's sort of, you know, a bit here and there, I'll just take my time with it because obviously there's no rush. But most certainly be ready for round one, either in the AFL or SANFL. So.
Have you played SANFL before? Played for Port and the Sandford?
No, I played for Eagles.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Jackson, fantastic. Thanks for giving us some of your time. We wish you all the best. Graham and I, I played against your dad. He was a star, of course. He's the inaugural club champion for Port Adelaide in 1997. You saw him close hand as well. And we're taking special interest in watching how you progress.
Thank you very much, fella.
There you go. Jackson Mead, our guest on the 5AA Sports Show.